Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Kufta Zayin. The Gemara talks about Basar Oif B'cholav. Basar Oif means poultry, chicken, turkey, duck, any kind of basar that comes from oifos, to eat that together with, eat it, or to cook it, to have hanah from it, together with cholov, what's the din? So, l'kuli alma, according to all the Tanoim, there is no issa deraisa on basar oif. There's definitely no issa deraisa. These are machlekes, whether there's an issa derabanan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva holds that there's an issa derabanan on oif, oif b'cholov, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that there's no issa. Even with Rabbanan, it's mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat basar oif b'chalav. And we paskin, as we know, like Rabbi Akiva, that basar oif b'chalav is asr. However, it's important to realize that there is a distinction, halacha l'maisa, between basar behema on one hand, and basar oif on the other hand. Basar chaya, by the way, has a halacha like basar oif. What's basar chaya? So basar chaya would be like meat from a deer. Not so common by us, we don't eat so much of that kind of meat, but there is kosher meat available that comes from chayas. But what's certainly much more prevalent is basar oif, that people eat every single day. So let's talk about basar oif b'cholov. So what's the difference, lahalacha, between basar behema b'cholov, let's say beef, meat that comes from a cow, eating that with cholov, and basar oif b'cholov, chicken with milk? What's the difference? So the difference is that the chachamim, when they asked basar oif b'cholov, obviously it's only asr as a gzera, otu, basar behema b'cholov, but they only created the iser on achila, which means that we know that the Torah says le'sevashal gedib achalei v'may three times. And why does it say three times? The Gemara says that one is iser achila, one is iser hana, and one is iser bishal, which means it's also to derive any benefit from basar b'cholov. Most machalos asuras, it's mutter to have hana from, right? Let's say nevela. Let's say you have a shlachta, is it yeshech the behema, and it comes out. It's not kosher. It comes out in the veil. So what do you do with it? You can sell it to a guy. That's what they do with all the animals that come out not kosher. They sell it to a guy. They sell it to the geisha companies and they market it as treif meat. There's no reason not to. Right? Pasuk says in Mefurish, Lagerash Habasharecha Titanena, Oimachalanakri. Right? Says you can sell it to a guy. Akoponim, that's by an veil. But certainly Surim are also Bahana. Notably, everybody knows Chametz for Pesach is also Hana. You're not even allowed to own it, but besides that, there's an Isur Hana. Kalei HaKerem. There are a few Isurim in the Torah which are also Hana. So one which is very Negeya is Basar B'cholov. You're not allowed to have Hana from Basar B'cholov. What's an Afgamina of Hana from Basar B'cholov? So a couple of Afgaminas. One is, let's say, you have a business. You're not allowed to sell Basar B'cholov. Let's say you have a business and you have a restaurant. And maybe it's in a geisha place, there's no yidden around, and you sell trade for food. So these guys are separate issues of doing schaira with machal sasuris, but we won't go into that now. So assuming that would not be a problem, you would be allowed to sell basa nevela, no problem. But basa b'chalav, you would not be allowed to sell, because you're having hanoi, you're making money off it. Or let's say you have some basa b'chalav in your house by mistake. You had a situation where basa b'chalav was created. So you say, you know what, instead of throwing it in the garbage, I'll give it to my pile, I have a worker who's a guy. Maybe a cleaning lady who's a goya, I want to give it to her, and I'll have some type of sana from it. She'll do a better job after I give her some food. So the halacha is you're not allowed to give it because you're getting hana. And the third is we mentioned is bishul. It's also to cook basar b'chalav. So obviously it's not so negeh derech klal who's cooking basar b'chalav. If you can't eat it, you can't have hana from it. But it could be negeh. Let's say somebody wants to go to a culinary school. Or somebody has a job working in a geisha restaurant, and he's flipping burgers. So, okay, you're allowed to flip burgers if it's nevela. But if it's a cheeseburger, if it's basar b'cholov, it would be a problem. It could be grad that's mutter for a different reason, we'll go into now. But, al kaponim, beside, there is an isser of bishul basar b'cholov. Okay, that's just a hakdama. Now, so when the chachamim came along and they said that basar oif b'cholov is asr, they only said that it's asr to eat it. It's mutter to have hanah from it, and it's also mutter to cook it. So, for example, if you have a basar b'cholov shayla in your house, which was with chicken, not with meat. Let's say you had a pot of chicken soup. And by mistake, somebody spilled milk in the pot. And the rav said that the soup is asr to eat. You would be allowed to give it to a guy. because it's Basar Oif B'chalov, it's not Basar Behema B'chalov. So that's Mutter. You wouldn't have a problem with Hana. Similarly, if you go to a culinary school and they tell you to cook up chicken soup with milk, that would be fine, because that's only Basar Oif, and Basar Oif is Mutter, B'bishol, and B'hana. It's only Asar B'achilo. However, that's all Me'ikr Hadin, in the Ikr Isser D'Rabbanan. There's another Isser, however, which changes things somewhat, and that is that Chachamim were Mechadish in Isser Maris Ayin. Which means that sometimes a person who's observing what you're doing will not be able to discern the difference between Basar B'chala, between what you're doing, which is not real Basar B'chala D'Raisa, and what is Basar B'chala D'Raisa. So, for example, the halacha is that Chalav that comes from a behemoth male, let's say chalav that comes from a gomel, from a camel, there's no issur deraisa basar b'chalav on that. So it would be, you'd be allowed to cook basar behemoth, let's say meat from a cow, in milk from a camel. With deraisa, it's mutter. And even with drabbanon, it's mutter. Because even though they said chalav tameh is included in basar b'chalav, just like basar oif, but that's only to eat it, not to cook it. However, since you can't tell the difference by looking, a casual observer who sees what you're doing will think you're cooking real basar b'chalav, so it's asur mishum maris ayin. And the same the reverse. Let's say you have basar from a camel, and you want to cook it in milk from a cow, but deraisa, it's fine. Even drabbanon should be fine. But it's asur mishum maris ayin. Now let's get back to basar oif. What if you want to cook oif? You want to cook chicken with milk. Let's say chicken soup. Like we said before, you want to cook your chicken soup, and you want to put milk in your chicken soup. And there's pieces of chicken floating there in the milk. So we said before, it's mutter. That's not really true. It's asur mishum maris ayin. However, here we have enough kamina. If it's only oif, chicken, and the milk you're using is not milk from a cow, it's milk from a camel. So it's drabanan on two counts. First of all, the meat is only basar oif. And second of all, the chalav is chalav tameh. Therefore, chacham were not so machmer, and they said, there's no maris ayin on that, because there's two differences, and therefore that would be mutter. The isra of maris ayin also includes chalav shkedim, milk that comes from almonds. It's not really milk. We call it chalav. It's not milk. It's liquid in the shkedim. What's probably more prevalent by us is milk from coconuts or soy milk. All various kinds of milk. They're also to have it together with, to cook it with meat or to eat it with meat. Mishum marasayin. Now, what about basar oif? Let's say you want to have chicken together with soy milk. So that's mutter. Because over here you have 2 points. First of all, it's only basar oif, which is only drabbanon. And second of all, and more than that, also basar oif doesn't look so similar to basar behema. Nafkamina would be basar chaya, which is machlekes. So number one is basar oif, and number two, it's not real milk. It's chalev shkedim. It comes from shkedim or soy milk, something like that. So therefore, since you have those 2 counts, it would be mutter. L'maisa, Maisa the Paiskim say, you should only do it in your house in private. You should not do it berabim. But bishul would be mutter, even berabim. Okay, let me just mention that, since we mentioned the Isser of Maris Ayin, there are a couple of other heterim in the Isser of Maris Ayin. Let's say you're doing it with basa behema. So is it mutter to have basa behema with soy milk? So first of all, it is mutter for a chayla. Chayla is allowed to have this. They were not nachle Maris Ayin by a chayla. Second of all, you do not need to wait. As soon as you finish your basa, you can have the soy milk. So let's say you want to serve coffee after a fleishig meal. And obviously you're not going to serve milk, so you'll serve soy milk. So that's mutter, because once you clear off the fleishigs from the table, not only you don't have to wait, you don't even have to rinse out your mouth, you don't have to do anything. As long as it's not mamish together, there's no issur maris ayin, and it's mutter. Another heter is, the Paiskim say, if you put shkedim on the table, then it's mutter, because then everybody notices, they realize that the milk comes from the shkedim. So a practical example of that would be, if you would put the container that the power of the milk, that the soy milk comes from, on the table, instead of serving it in a fancy pitcher, bring it out in its original container, so it says clearly on it that it's soy milk, then there's no chashash of marasayin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us
at office@thehalachacenter.org.